Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 11, 14 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Don't know the day. It was shortly after April 28th. After Conley made his last statement, Chief Beavers, Lanford and I went to the jail with Conley and saw the sheriff, and he went to Frank's cell. The last time I saw Frank was Saturday, May 3rd. As to whether Mr. Prane refused to see me, only through Sheriff Mangum. As to the number of people I told Conley didn't fit the first time, and those I told him didn't fit the last time, I couldn't not name those. That would almost be impossible unless I had the statement clear in my head. I never suggested what to put in, or what to substitute, or what to change. They came from Conley himself. The state rests. Evidence for the defendant. W. Matthews. Sworn for the defendant. I work for the Georgia Railway and Electric Company as a motorman. On the 26th day of April, I was running on English Avenue. Mary Fagan got on my car at Lindsay Street at 11.50. Our route was from Bellwood to English Avenue, down English Avenue to Kennedy, down Kennedy to Gray, Gray to Jones Avenue to Marietta, Marietta to Broad, and out Broad Street. From Lindsay Street to Broad Street is about a mile and a half or 2 miles. We make frequent stops. We were scheduled to arrive at Marietta and Broad at 12.0712. We were on schedule. We stayed on time all day. Our car turned up Broad St. Mary Fagan got off at Hunter and Broad. It takes generally from 2.5 to 3 minutes to go from Broad and Marietta to Broad and Hunter. That is a very congested street, and you must go slow. I was relieved at Broad and Marietta by another motorman, but sat down in the same ear one seat behind Mary Fagan. Another little girl was sitting in the seat with her. We got to Broad and Hunter about 12.10. Mary and the other little girl both got off and walked to the sidewalk, and they wheeled like they were going to turn down Hunter Street, both of them together. The pencil factory is about a block and a half from where they got off at Hunter and Broad. Nobody got on with Mary at Lindsay Street. There wasn't any little boy with her. The first time I noticed the little girl sitting with Mary was when we left Broad and Marietta Street, and I went back into the car and saw this little girl sitting with her. I know the little Epps boy. I have seen him riding on my car. He did not get on the car with her at Lindsay Street. I saw Mary's body at the undertaker's. It was the same girl that got on my car. Cross-examination. I did not tell one of the detectives that we might have been running 3 or 4 minutes ahead of schedule that day. I remember that Mary did not,